This is a Kentucky One Health Medical Minute. Every Wednesday morning, I visit a local medical professional. We cover current health topics, information you want, information you need. And Dr. Richard Budde is my guest this morning. Doctor, there are long-standing scientifically proven guidelines for breast cancer screening. What research supports those recommendations?
Well, the longest study has been quoted a number of times. It's the Swedish two-county trial by Dr. Tabar and others. That stretches over three decades. It was published in 1985. In fact, in 2011, the data was substantiated in which there's a 30% reduction in breast cancer mortality among women 40 to 74 years old invited to screening. There are other studies that have substantiated it as well. The National Cancer Institute data shows that before screening, there was no change in death rate, but after screening became available in the 1980s, the mortality or death rate decreased by over 30%.
What about women considered high risk?
Well, women considered high risk are those patients in which a first-degree relative, mother, sister, or daughter, was diagnosed with breast cancer, even more so if it was premenopausal when it occurred. Those patients, primarily by family history and genetic mutations, if tested, should have earlier screening than age 40, depending on the age in which the first-degree relative was diagnosed with breast cancer.
How does digital mammography differ from traditional mammography?
Digital mammography is a significant leap in technology over traditional mammography. Traditional mammography was performed with film screen, in which a piece of film was produced from a cassette. The resolution was substantial, but digital mammography is, in a sense, a computerized form now, in which it's quicker, the images are produced through a detector, and the data is analyzed. The images are analyzed by an imaging expert on high-resolution monitors, and the images are available now electronically across different facilities, which wasn't the case before. You had to carry the film from one facility to the next. It also allows the viewer to manipulate the image, and in dense breast patients, it improved the resolution and image manipulation as well.
Thank you so much for being with us. This has been a Kentucky One Health Medical Minute. For a podcast, go to WVLKAM.com.